And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines, and I'm smiling because we're making dessert. Today we're going to be making rosettes, and rosettes are made with this little gadget here, and you can find them in any of the stores or you can order it through Amazon.com too. They come in all different sizes, different color, different shapes. So what we're going to need for this recipe is I have some canola oil, and I have the rosette maker here. And then here I have 3/4 cup white flour and 1/4 cup rice flour. And this is gonna make it, help us get it really, really nice and crispy. And I'm just gonna mix both of these flours together. Then I have, we're gonna be putting 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of sugar, vanilla essence, and 2 eggs. So we're gonna be mixing all this together. So my oil is getting nice and warm here, so these are gonna go pretty fast. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and crack our eggs. Okay. Go ahead and add our sugar. Vanilla. Now you can leave the vanilla out if you like. And we're going to be doing 2 variations to this recipe. We're going to have one that are going to be plain, and the other one I'm going to add a little bit of food coloring in there. A little bit of milk. And we're just going to beat it so we have a nice lump-free mixture. And the reason why I'm making this in a small bowl is because when we dip the rosettes in here, you want to have it in a bowl that you can get, you know, you can get deep into. Let's say if we were making it in this one here, in this dish here, then it's not going to go all the way in and we'll have to dip it in. So I'm gonna go ahead and grab my food coloring and I'll see you back here in just a minute. Okay, so what you wanna do here, we've got our batter all mixed up and it should look more like pancake batter. You see the consistency? Okay. Now, I had to take the other one off because I still couldn't fit it into the bowl. So, which is fine, I'd rather do them individually because the other two kind of sticks together. So now we're just gonna dip it in here. And you don't wanna dip it all the way so that you get it on the top too, otherwise they're not gonna come out. Okay, there we go. Now this one, I did drop the whole thing in. I want to show you how it's going to work. You see how it's sticking there on top? This one was not as bad, but you then would have to scrape it off just a little bit. And then you want to let your rosette maker sit in the oil like that so it's nice and hot. Once they get nice and golden brown, you can take them off. Take them out and put it on a paper towel. And when you put it on a paper towel, you want to put it in where the flowers, you don't want to put it like this because the oil is going to sit on top. You want to keep it the other way so all the oil is going to drop into the paper towel there. I'm going to show you two more and then I'll show you how the red ones look. And we're going to make some red ones. And you can basically pick any color that you like if you want, just to give it a little different twist to it. We'll leave it a little bit in the oil so it's nice and hot again for our second one. And they fry up really fast because it's a nice thin layer. So they fry up pretty quickly. As soon as you see just a little bit of browning, just turn it around. And then in the meantime, while that's frying up, let me do some of the just the regular ones. We'll come back and I'll show you the ones that we're going to put some red coloring in there and look at the variations of the recipe. And I have finished frying up my rosettes. And I did here, I did some plain ones, and then I did some red ones. And you can coordinate whatever colors you like. You can do blue, you can do purple, you could do orange, whatever you like. You could also spice them up by putting some different essences in there, like rose essence or whatever essences that you like in there. So what we're going to do to finish this off is we're just going to give it a nice dusting of powdered sugar. Like so. I'm gonna grab my Italian parsley. And there you have it. Now I have to give this a taste test and show you how crispy these are. And of course I have to add more sugar on it. Not that I need it, but see how it just really, really crispy and light. Wow, I think I can eat the whole plate. Anyways, so this is our finished plate here. This concludes this episode of Rosettes. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.